Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and all this week we're revisiting some of our favorite live performances from the show from the past year. Today we'll hear in-studio visits from bassist Ron Carter, Karen O from the band Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and the desert guitar collective Tinariwen, and much more. Let's start, though, with Steve Martin. Yes, that's Steve Martin. He visited our green space with his banjo and his band, the Steep Canyon Rangers. They performed songs from Steve Martin's second full-length album of bluegrass music called Rare Bird Alert. Here's Steve and the band playing the song Jubilation Day.
I'm walking away, like dear Abby told me.
I'm walking away,
my shrink gave his okay.
I'm walking away,
the self-help book implored me.
I'm walking away, Jubilation Day.
I'm walking away, my best friends all had warned me.
I'm walking away,
even your mom said you were nuts.
In my dreams,
you wear a red cape and a pitchfork.
I'm walking away, Jubilation Day.
Let me get my things.
I'm walking away.
Where'd you hide my banjo strings?
I'm walking away.
I'll be over you by lunchtime.
I'm walking away, Jubilation Day.
Let's always remember the good times.
I'm walking away.
Like when you were out of town.
I'm walking away.
But the sex was great.
I'm walking away.
At least that's what my best friend's brother said.
I'm walking away. I'm walking away.
You should always stay in touch.
I'm walking away.
This is your new email address, right?
I'm walking away.
Cheating psycho dish throwing ho dot nut.
I'm walking away.
Bye.
That is Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers with Jubilation Day. It appears on Steve's record Rare Bird Alert, but they played that live on Soundcheck downstairs in our green space, our ground floor performance venue here in Lower Manhattan. Up next is a recording from the Sweetback Sisters that we made last summer in our Soundcheck studio on a day when we were talking about cover songs that are better than the original, which fit the Sweetback Sisters just fine because they've covered songs by the Traveling Wilburys, Patsy Cline, and, in this song, Roy Rogers. It's called Cowboy Ham and Eggs.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it. Hammond.
Get your cowboy Hammonders.
Come and get it.
You gotta move that herd along. Get your cowboy Hammonders. When you hear that, come and get it gone.
When the sun comes up on the cattle trail, the cowboys yip and yell. When they hear that, come and get it gone from the old chuck wagon bell.
Get your cowboy Hammonders.
Come and get it.
You gotta move that herd along. Get your cowboy Hammonders. When you hear that, come and get it gone.
When the sun goes down on the cattle trail, the cowboys lay around, waiting just to hear that noise again when they're all chuck wagon bound.
Get your cowboy Hammonders.
Come and get it.
You gotta move that herd along. Get your cowboy Hammonders. When you hear that, come and get it gone.
Hammond.
Get your cowboy Hammond.
That's the Sweetback Sisters with a live performance in our studio of Cowboy Ham and Eggs. And by the way, that was actually a web bonus track. They did a couple of songs for us on the live show and then stayed afterwards and recorded that. You can find other web extras on the Soundcheck page at wnyc.org/soundcheck. All this week, we are listening to some of our favorite live performances of the past year. Julian Lage is a jazz guitarist who is 23 years old and is already a 14-year veteran as a professional musician. In fact, he was the subject of a documentary film back in 1997. This past year, he put out a concept album of sorts called Gladwell, and for us, he brought in his trio to perform Welcoming Committee.
Thank you.
That's guitarist Julian Lage and a song called Welcoming Committee, played by him and his trio in our soundcheck studio. Up next is the bass player Ron Carter, one of the major figures on the double bass in the jazz scene in the past 50 years. He too brought a trio to our studio this past September and played this song called Candlelight, written by his guitarist Russell Malone. Candlelight is the name of the song. It was written by the guitarist Russell Malone. You also heard the pianist Mulgrew Miller, two really talented musicians, both of whom came in with the legendary jazz bassist Ron Carter, a live performance on Soundcheck from this past September. Coming up, Karen O, the frontwoman for the indie rock band Yeah Yeah Yeahs, plays a song from her opera, Stop the Virgins. We'll hear jazz trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusari, the duo of classical pianist Christopher O'Reilly and cellist Matt Heimovitz, and more. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now as we look back at some of the best live performances that we've heard in the studio over the past year. Karen O is the stage name of musician Karen Orzelek. She fronts the rock band Yeah Yeah Yeahs. This past year, she staged a new, let's call it opera, called Stop the Virgins at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn. She and guitarist Jason Grizel stopped by to perform a piece from it called simply Duet.
Have you seen her when she lied? I should have believed her. Waiting to meet myself inside, she's some kind of teacher. The words from the cover have left my mind like a salt set it under, salt set it under. Wish you could have seen her. When she lied, you would have believed her, would have believed her. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me want. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wonder. Seems so easy, my hands were tied, especially after. The space keeps spilling out, the next in line can't be any sweeter. A dozen hearts failing for the one left trying, I'm done for forever, done for forever. Wish you could have seen her. When she lied, you would have believed her, would have believed him. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wonder. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wonder. The way you spread your love is just plain wasteful. Can't put my finger on it just to make it tasteful. One reason why, for the sleeping and the sighing, morning through the night, the lightning's gonna keep your tears from ever drying. When When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wanna die. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wanna die. Your devotion makes me wanna die.
That is Karen O from the band Yeah Yeah Yeahs, with guitarist Jason Grizel doing a duet from her music theater piece, an opera of sorts, called Stop the Virgins, which was part of the Creators Project Festival at the Arts at St. Anne's in Brooklyn. And they performed that for us in the Soundcheck studio back in October. Jazz trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusari is one of the young talents on the New York jazz scene, and he brought in his gifted quartet to perform for us. This song is called Henya. Thank you. That's music from trumpeter and bandleader Ambrose Akinmusiri leading his quartet in a soundcheck performance of a song called Henya. And as we continue with some of our favorite live performances of the past year, we turn next to two really distinguished classical musicians playing some music from the rock world. Pianist Christopher O'Reilly is the host of From the Top on NPR, a radio program that showcases young talent. Matt Heimovitz is a cellist who has taken Bach to rock clubs and even pizza parlors around the country. The two of them released an album this year called Shuffle, Play, Listen, which included classical composers like Janáček and Stravinsky, and also their arrangements of songs by Arcade Fire, Radiohead, and many others. This is a performance of Radiohead's Pyramid Song from Christopher O'Reilly and Matt Heimovitz.
Thank you.
That's pianist Christopher O'Reilly and cellist Matt Heimovitz, two forward-thinking classical musicians, here performing a song by Radiohead. It's Chris O'Reilly's arrangement of Pyramid Song. Still to come, music from the Tuareg Guitar Collective from northern Mali, known as Tinariwen. Also the Kiara Quartet playing music by Nico Muley as we continue. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're going to squeeze in a little more music before the end of the show, part of this week's look back at some of the best live performances that we've heard in our studio over the past year. The Kiara String Quartet visited us this past April and played a selection from a new work by the talented young composer Nico Muley. Here's the Kiara Quartet playing three movements from Nico Muley's Diacritical Marks.
Thank you.
Music from Nico Muhly, who, though still a young composer, already has an impressive resume, having worked with Philip Glass, Björk, the New York Philharmonic, and here, the Chiara Quartet, playing movements 1 through 3 of his piece Diacritical Marks, written for the Chiara Quartet, a live performance in the Soundcheck studio from this past year. In July, we were joined by the desert blues group known as Tinariwen, a group of nomadic Tuareg musicians who actually were part of an armed resistance movement studied in Libya. And when I say studied, I don't mean studied music. They were armed and eventually traded in their guns for guitars. They've since become hugely successful on the world music scene and in our studio performed a song called Adunya.
Thank you. مرض النانت دوني وفاتت هليس المانت فلاس ولا مس الكامي بانت فلاس ولا
From northern Mali, that is the group called Tinariwen, a variable ensemble. This was a slightly smaller version that joined us in our soundcheck studio this past summer. The song is called A Dunya. Let's wrap up with Omar Sosa, the Afro-Cuban pianist and composer, released a very calm record in 2011. In fact, it was called Calma. And from it, he performed this song called El Egua, live on soundcheck. El Egua is the name of the song from Omar Sosa, the Afro-Cuban pianist and composer. You can actually see a video of this performance on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. And that'll do it for today's installment of our best live performances of the past year. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.